Mark Hemstreet is a wealthy, powerful, and politically active conservative in Oregon. With his wealth from the Shiloh Inns, he formed a group of wealthy anti-government businessmen to elect a slate of reactionary candidates to the state legislature. They have been painfully successful. Many are part of the no-tax cabal who are part of the current budget impasse in Salem. In the last two elections, Hemstreet gave nearly $700,000 in pursuit of his tax cut and spending cut philosophy. So last October, Mr. Hemstreet raised more than a few eyebrows when he lobbied the Congress for massive federal spending to stimulate the economy. He sought a breathtaking year-long moratorium on mortgage payments for businesses and individuals, with Uncle Sugar paying an estimated $400 billion in interest charges during that period. It would have represented about one-fifth of the total federal budget. Hemstreet's justification? Pure patriotism. We must do something creative to save our great country from tipping into a depression, he said. Though his ideas died because they failed the laugh test, a couple of things were remarkable about them. First, when a tax-cutting fiscal conservative who says Oregon schools should do with less year after year suddenly advocates a tidal wave of federal spending for a different purpose, it should tell us something. It should tell us his support for tax cuts over school funding may not be about fiscal conservatism, but about devaluing our schools and our kids. The chutzpah behind Mr. Hemstreet's proposed economic stimulus also reveals the enlightened self-interest that animates many conservatives. Mr. Hemstreet, after all, is a man who wanted to drain the U.S. Treasury to finance something to help property owners. It may be sheer coincidence that he owns 47 motels in a chain that stretches from Arizona to Washington and from California to Montana. That at the same time he lobbied the Congress, bankers were breathing down his neck for $30 million in defaulted loans. But see, the moratorium wasn't for Hemstreet's benefit. It was, in his words, to rescue this great country of ours. Please. If conservatives really love the country that has given them so much, then it's long past time for them to support it and its institutions instead of themselves. If they can't do that, they should put away the flag. This is Les O'Coin.